Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation chapter 18. Just started that chapter, looked at the first two verses in the previous episode. And what we saw is that an angel has come down from heaven declaring that Babylon the Great is fallen. So here's verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined with his glory. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison or a haunt of every unclean spirit and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird." So what have we seen so far? Well, angels declaring that Babylon the Great is fallen. She had become something. She's become a dwelling place of demons, a haunt of unclean spirits, and a haunt of unclean and hateful birds. So is that a picture of unclean spirits and unclean animals? Well, perhaps, okay. But the description, no, both of them, maybe, the description is just beginning. Listen to verse 3. "For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality." And that rich by the wealth is literally rich by the power of her sensuality. And you think, well, okay, I understand what sensuality is. I had to look that up because I'm thinking there's something to that. And it's interesting in the Greek. It's the word strenos. And it means like a strenuous, strenuous. It's a strength thing. But the idea means it's hard and strong, an insolent luxury. That's interesting, isn't it? Zodiades has something to say. He said this. He said it's a profligate luxury, such as men abandoning themselves to when they shake off the reins of reason and of religion. And so it's the idea that they live luxuriously. They indulge in whatever they want to, but it's rough. It's harsh. One definition was even grating. And I tell you what, if you just look at news footage from various types of marches and festivals of the day, you will see exactly that. You'll see where people are abandoning themselves to the seeking of pleasure, and yet it's never enough. And that's what's happened to the nations right here. And the angel is warning them. The angel comes along and says, Babylon has fallen, it's become a dwelling place. How? Why? Verse 3, 4. Because of all this, all the nations have drunk the wine of the passion, okay, literally meaning the wrath of her immorality. And the kings of the earth, they've acted immoral with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth, oh yeah, the wealth of her luxury, her sensuality. So you see that it's impacting the nations. You see it's impacting the kings. You see it's impacting the merchants of the earth. And Babylon the Great has become powerful over all of them. So you see political things involved here. You see economic things involved here. Now, of course, you know, we keep having to draw our minds and our attentions back to that which we know. You know, immediately we want to sit there and point, well, that's happening today over here like this and like this and like that. Folks, we simply don't know yet. We know that there's a Babylon that was a city, Chaldees, okay, Iraq, that area. We know that Rome is painted sometimes metaphorically as a Babylon. We know that Jerusalem may be a Babylon. We've seen certain things right here. But we can't sit here, and people want to do this all the time. They'll come along and say, well, Rome is Babylon. Rome is Babylon because of this and this and this and this. Well, you may be accurate in your description of what it is, whether it's political power, religious power, deception, but we don't know that yet. Here, all the merchants of the earth have become rich because of her. I could take you to a different city. Sometimes people will say, well, it must be New York City because all the world has become rich because of New York City. To which I'd go, really now? You think so? I mean, they're banning wood fire stoves there at pizza joints. Yeah, well, if you're talking about people going crazy, yeah, they may be the chief. But no, that's not what's being addressed here. And so the city of Babylon that is being described here, she, either the city or the economic system, may not have even come into place in the fullness of fruition yet. May not have even happened yet. We don't know. But what we do know is this is what's happening. Babylon's going to fall. Babylon's become a dwelling place of demons. The nations of the earth are drunk on the wine of the passion of her immorality. They're drunk on her idolatry and immorality. Remember how we covered that before? The kings of the earth have bought into it and committed immorality with her. The merchants have done likewise and have grown rich off of it. Then verse 4, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity. Whoa. So the angel is sitting here. Another angel comes out and calls for my people to come out of her. So what does that mean? Well, it means that the people of this angel are there, and they're in the midst of it. Okay, they're in the midst of Babylon, whatever that means. And they're being called to come out of her. Okay, to come out of her. That means they're still there, folks. Why? So that you will not participate in her sins, and so that you will not receive of her plagues. Remember those plagues that we saw in the bowls? Yeah. And then it says this. Why? Because her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Now, this angel is going to go on for several more verses, which we'll have to cover in subsequent episodes, describing what's going to happen here. Right now, what do we know? Being encouraged, being exhorted to come out of her. Why? To where we will not participate in her sins. Okay, you don't want to participate in her sins, and you don't want to receive her plagues. Why? Because her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God is going to remember her iniquities. Excuse me. Sometimes this is a struggle, folks, because there's a lot of times when I deal with things, I'm thinking, boy, I feel like I'm dealing with a Babylonian entity here, system and things like that. And there are some things related to that. Here's the bottom line. Seek the Lord. Seek his counsel. Seek his wisdom. And see what he would have you to do. There may be one situation that you feel led that you need to say, okay, I'm not going to participate in that in any way. And somebody else feels free. Okay, I think I'm okay in doing that. That's fine. That's fine. But we must realize if we are caught up in the system where our heart's desire are the sins and the sensuality that's being spoken about right here and the immorality, and we're being tempted to participate in this, Come out of her. Come out of her, folks. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you later. Goodbye.